Good morning again, everybody. This is the time for Saturday AM Live, and this is Vance Rogers, gets to play host here once again, and I've asked a couple people to join, and I will wait until I hear from them. So if, once you get on the line, if I've asked you to join, please speak up.
This is your senior.
There you go. That's the one. That's the voice I wanted to hear right off the bat. Because I have no idea what time you became horizontal last night, because I have no idea what time you brought home the Asian.
It was late.
It was late.
But not late for me, so.
No, I know it's not late for you. It's definitely late for her. But let's jump on into things this morning, and I don't know necessarily this is going to necessarily be a call that you're going to need pen and paper in front of you, because usually if it is, then I would tell you. But then again, it's probably not going to hurt if you have something nearby to write down. I want to focus on for the first 15, 20 minutes or so, and I'm going to try and be sensitive to the clock, talking about the opportunity that we have, or that we've been able to have for the last 2 weeks with a new solution. Over the years, as wellness consultants in NECN, we continually get introduced to new solutions that NECN adds to our wellness arsenal, and or improved solutions that they add to it. And this last 2 weeks, we've seen an improved solution that was unveiled with the Vital Balance, and we've been talking about it the last couple weeks. My encouragement right up front, and we've seen this happen time and time again, that we can get literally sidetracked on whatever's new, and that becomes our new focus because we're excited about it. But my encouragement to you, or my caution to you, and I'm speaking to myself or preaching to the choir here, my encouragement to you is not see this as the new focus or the newest thing or the latest craze, but focus on the fact that, yeah, NECN just added another new solution to our arsenal to give people complete wellness. We should get together, or can I send you some information? And go back to the reality that this is yet just another item, another piece of the great big puzzle. And I guess I say that because so often I've gotten caught up, like, so many of us, in that, oh, this is what everybody's talking about, this is the new shift, this is the thing that we need to be focusing in on, and then we overlook that person that's right in front of us that's dealing with a chronic sleep issue, and their life is miserable, and we're not providing a solution for them because all we're focused on is them losing weight, or them getting into a healthier, trimmer body, or them having a product that they can use every day that improves, you know, takes care of memory loss, because we're just, you know, just so preoccupied with the Vital Balance because it's the newest thing. So I've asked my mom, who is an obsessionist by trade, and she's not going to take offense to me calling her that, because I'm the same way. I'm a chip off the old block. We tend to fall into these categories, Mom, or into this syndrome that we get excited about what's new, and it becomes kind of our new passion, or we discover something. But I don't think at the same time that we're any different than anybody else that's out there that's a human being that's breathing, because when we discover something, whether it's a good restaurant or a good movie, we tend to talk about it. And I know, Mom, that you have been, as you describe yourself, as a foodie, someone who's really into nutrition and playing with food and finding ways to be creative in the kitchen and on the go and whatnot. Let me just ask you, and then let's discuss a little bit about this, and then I want to open up the line, when we get about a quarter or 20 minutes into this, I want to open up the line and hear from folks about what you've discovered in using the NECN Vital Balance. Whether you never used the Body Balance before, our previous shake, our previous meal replacement formula, or you did, and contrast and compare, how has it been recruiting customers with it? You know, anything that on that topic. So I'll tell you how to do that in a few minutes. But, Mom, I know you've been very, very excited about this because you you ordered several containers, several tubs, whatever we're referring to it as, and some neat things have already happened.
Yes, and, you know, I can add the comment that I see it as an incredible door opener for everything that we've got, the wellness home. You know, depending on what their major need is, that still needs to be addressed as quickly as possible. But to tell the whole story and not just a piece of it is so true, and it's really easy to get caught up in what is new and exciting and forget the other things and forget that they don't know about any of the other things until we mention it as a total picture, including in the same breath the financials.
Mm-hmm.
If we don't talk about that, we may never get another chance. And I don't mean that you're dumping on them at that time. It's just an indication, most often with me, but I don't want to leave anything out.
Well, I think that's the principle of utilizing, again, still, the wake-up story by Healthy Child, Healthy World, including that in correspondence with people saying, here, take a few minutes, it's less than 4 minutes long, and putting in the email when we send people that link, say, this is what NECAN has been doing since 1975, finding solutions that are more harmonious or more in balance with nature, and then as a friend, they encourage us to share these solutions with other people. And that, I think that's what we have with the Vital Balance. Mom, and I think maybe we should probably set the record straight here so folks understand your background when it comes to weight maintenance, working with Shackley back starting in 1978, but even prior to that, going back to the 60s, because a lot of people don't know your story and what got you into the foodie category, into becoming one who is interested in food and how to work with it. So do you mind sharing that?
Not at all. Actually, it goes even a little further back. Now I'll really summarize it because it's not the important factor here. But Williams, Dennison Ruth, and Denny and I, both couples had the same background as far as the Shackley was concerned, and our entire business was built on consumables. It wasn't until much later that they came in with, you know, one non-consumable product, so to speak, and that was the water system that they had, which was didn't even begin to hold a candle to what we've got. Why I never drank water then, I know why I never drank water then. It wasn't anything my body really liked in the first place. But anyway, they tried, I'll put it that way. But before that, my idea of food started way back. Actually, it was even before what you're thinking of in the 60s, because it was when I was in school, and in the 7th, 8th grade, you got an hour a day of what they called home economics. So 2 years in the 7th and 8th grade, which is not a part of the curriculum anymore. And then again in high school, 4 years of the same thing, home economics, and part of the time was spent in cooking. It was pretty evenly divided, and the rest of the time was spent in health and other things that apply to everyday life that, you know, the young ladies, it was always the young ladies then for the most part, but the guys came into it to some degree. And that was a regular part of education. It was a mandatory part of education at the beginning and then an elective as I went into high school. So 6 years of it, there was a pretty intense beginning on food, and it was just something that was part of where we were. But in the 60s, when I became pregnant with our oldest son, Spencer, the first thing my doctor said to me when I went in for my first exam early on in pregnancy was, Mrs. Rogers, I do not believe in consulting or directing you or women in what they eat, counseling them in what they eat. And he said, if you don't care about your unborn child's life or yours, then keep right on eating the way you obviously have been. And I was pregnant by choice, not by accident. by choice. And boy, that was one of the hardest things I ever had said to me. Truly.
And that's coming from a medical doctor who probably at the time was required to take even less than the standard today, which is a four-hour nutrition class, so they really don't have much knowledge on the subject, but they do know medically when they take a blood sample that, you know, if your numbers are off and they're going to tell you, he's going to tell you that, then change needs to happen. And that was back in 1960, that would have been 1965, 1966, when Spence was born.
Before he was born, yes, and you're right, that was not, but you know, there is a certain amount of common sense that doctors used to apply to, maybe more so than otherwise, and I believe that was before the blood tests or anything else came back, because it was right at the beginning. It was the very first visit, and every child, all three of the boys, I was less when I got through in delivery than I was when I started as far as weight. In fact, the weight I was when the third son was born, Nick, is less than I am now, which is really, really scary because they would never allow you to do something like that. And so I had that mental set, and when Roger said on the call the other day, you don't ever want to start your morning off with any sugar in your diet, because you're setting the stage for your entire day to be focused on something sweet. It's the brain. I mean, it kicks in. And I never understood it to the point that he described and the detail he went into until I was in Seattle. I knew that happened, and once I got away from it, and away from the sugar early in the day, and started something that was wholesome and didn't have it in, maybe some fruit, and that would be it, but no sugar. I mean, no jelly or jam on a piece of toast for me ever in the morning. I haven't done that for years and years.
That's one of the things that always has perplexed me, why somebody would start their day with a coffee and a donut. And I think back to, you know, hearing Ed Foreman speak and talking about that, it's good to grab a greasy donut that's been, you know, cooked in oil, that's completely loaded with saturated fat and lard, but it's good to be consuming that with the coffee, because the hot coffee will help liquefy that grease and get it right into, just basically dumping it right into your heart. And I'm being sarcastic here, but I also want to point out and add, Mom, you got to hear, you and Dad and a couple hundred people got to hear Roger Drummer live present on the topic of, I like the focus that he used in the title, which was, Our Shake is Better Than Your Shake, and then what was the subtitle of that was, I'm looking in my emails right now, and I can't get to it fast enough, but sugar and the role it plays in our culture today. And if you, those of us who were not in Seattle, I would encourage you, do as I have done, don't do as I do, but do as I say. No, actually do as I'm saying right now, is take a few minutes, and if you can't listen to the whole thing, then take a few minutes and break it up into different segments. In the email that I sent out 2 days ago, in the email that Dave Johnson sent down, you can access it via iTunes for free, and it's, Our Shake is Better Than Your Shake, and Sugar and How It Affects Your Life. And in the first 5 minutes of that message, that presentation that he gives, he talks about the fact that any chronic symptom, chronic or typical, that you're dealing with physically in your body can be corrected in as little as a week, in 7 days, by using a whole food nutrition like the Vital Balance, or developing a pattern of starting your day every single day with the Jade Greenzymes. And Mom, it's exactly what you're alluding to, that if we don't start our day with sugar or something sweet, but actually give it some whole protein, and when you're dealing with you're consuming a meal replacement shake like the Vital Balance that has 18 grams of protein and only 1 gram of sugar, and only one carb. That's absolutely huge. It's exactly what our bodies need. The J Greenzymes, for example, are 85% pure protein. And that's been, I mean, how long have we had the Jade Greenzymes now? What, 8, 10 years? Let's see, McKenna is 14. She was 3, I believe, when we discovered that she had some springtime allergies, and that pretty much annihilated it. And then later, she got older, they kind of came back with the vengeance, and I went right back to Roger Drummer and the solution that we're using now, which is outside of Nikan's realm. It's worked fantastic. But again, it's been the whole wellness approach of using everything, the air, the sleep system, the water, the nutrients, sleep, water, air, nutrition, everything that we can throw at it has dealt with it. But I think the point I want to drive home is we have a responsibility as wellness consultants to educate ourselves and to tap into this knowledge that people like Roger Drummer and Dave Balzer on the call Wednesday night, which is already up on the website, that you can access and listen to that. And if you don't have, like Roger's presentation is, what is it, an hour and 8 minutes long, I think? I think it was, or 68 or 70-some minutes long. You may not be able to get that all in one setting. Well, listen to a portion of it and then go back to it, and you can just move the little, you know, cursor up along and go back to right where you left off. And I know this is simple and this is trivial, but I think it's valuable even to pass on to people that we have conversations with, say, hey, look, can I send you something? It's lengthy, but I think the information is very, very valuable, and I think you'll get a lot from it. Mom, one of the questions that continually comes up with people is the cost factor. Some people are sticker shocked, and they're going, $111 for a container of it? How do you respond to that?
Well, let's break it down. I mean, how much of a meal can you buy for, as Dennis says, it, let's kick it right up to the retail, maybe less a 10% discount that you can build into your website to come up automatically when they ask that question and poke around there. $3.33 a serving for the best meal that you could possibly ever put together of the day. At some point, I want to give my little click on how I talk to people to get them to come across the desk on my side of it practically, in just opening up the conversation on this as a foot in the door, as I like to say. But yes, when you put these points out to people, the cost factor is nil. And you didn't mention at the outside edge, you said 7 days you can do it, but what about for a diabetic in 30 days max?
Mm-hmm.
See such a difference that, you know, maybe they won't be on any of that diabetic medication. We can't prescribe. We can't diagnose or prescribe. So let's just see, because here's the expert that said it, and the value of having them hear it is they're hearing it from the expert. We never want to be the expert in the field, because
right.
If we are, we've just put our business in the grave, literally.
And why? I think we can go back to the simple phrase of high tech equals low check.
Right.
That if we become the technical expert, as you just said, we put our business in the grave. And let's talk about the simplicity of that, the opportunity that we have. For example, with the promotion that we have till the end of March, so we've still got 6 weeks left on it, is we introduced 3 customers to the Nikan Vital Balance. You're going to make about $100 off those 3 customers, roughly. And it's not that what we're earning off of them, but we're having the opportunity to introduce 3 customers to the Vital Balance, and then we get, as a result, the middle of April, Nikan's going to send us a free container of it. So we get even more back. And I was tempted, you know, Mom, and I caught myself. I bit my tongue at first because I thought, I'm going to see how difficult it is to get 3 customers. And I got my 3rd one last night. And two of these were via email and did not even have 1 conversation with the person. I just popped him an email and said, hey, you know, you mentioned to me the other day that da-da-da. So we talked about other things, but it was the email approach that got them. but the other one was a face-to-face, and I sent her the information via email, the quick reference sheet, and then I copied and pasted the video on the Vital Balance and said, here's a short video that explains it. But my goal was, I want a free cup, because if the 11th commandment, according to Ed Weins, as a fellow minister, the 11th commandment is thou shalt not pay retail, well, I believe the 12th commandment is thou shalt not pass up free stuff. So if Nikan's going to give us a free container, a free month supply of the Vital Balance, I don't want to miss it. So how do we get it? Well, we introduce three, reach three, to teach three. But it doesn't stop there. This weekend, I think it's kind of fun, is we can double dip. And any customer that we add to our organization this weekend is going to count towards the President's Day promotion, which I encourage you to check that out online if you have not read it or not looked at the email that you were sent. But 500 points, 500 personal volume, will yield a discount on the Air Wellness Traveler or the men's bracelet. Well, go back to the Vital Balance promotion of introducing three customers. Well, those three customers this weekend will count towards that 500 PV.
Everybody has to call and get going.
That's my mission for today, providing I can, you know, get Emily up at a measurable amount of time or a decent hour so she can help me out with Addie, since I'm batching it this weekend, playing Mr. Mom again. But no, there's several people, Mom, that I kept thinking of, like, oh, this would be ideal if I could put a couple more people in the system as customers. Then I can double dip. I can get a discounted Air Wellness Traveler. I don't wear jewelry, so a men's bracelet's not going to do anything for me. But I'm in desperate need of a new Air Wellness Traveler, because ours bit the dust a couple years ago. But it's one of those things of falling back on the priority, and that if 70% of our population is carrying extra weight and would like to have that, but it's not so much that, it's just, as you said, when you break it down, the cost factor, it's where can you find a meal for that amount of, you know, that less.
And I don't even usually get into the cost on my opener. That's later when they're down the road, or there's been a little bit more conversation about it. I just accept the fact that they're not going to reject to it, and or react to it, and so reject it, and so. But I'm excited about. I want to tell them how I went about this, and it was quite by accident. In fact, you need to follow up on this, Gail, at the post office.
I know who you're talking about.
Okay.
It's already on my list.
Okay, and so I walked in there, and I had just opened the box and saw what was in it. I pulled the canister out, as they refer to it, because it's large, almost double the size of the other one, and I couldn't figure that one out when I read the ounces on it, because there's only like 3 more ounces than the other canister, so why do they have to have such a big container?
Mom, if I can throw in there and stop you just for a quick sec, it's twice the servings and not twice the cost.
Right, but it's also not twice the weight of the containers.
Because it's more concentrated.
Well, it's more concentrated, but it's fluffy. It takes up more space, way more space, because the product weighs so little per scoop, same size scoop we had before, but it's fluffy. It's light. And when the very first thing I did was take a spoon, dip it into the original. No, dip it into the new one, the KVB, let's get it right, KVB, I sound like I'm talking Russian if I say KVG, KVB, the initials, Kenzen Vital Balance, KVB, okay?
You would have had a tough time if they would have went with Roger's recommendation of labeling it, our shake is better than your shake.
Oh, yes, it takes way too long, so we've shortened it. And I dipped it into
the
new one and tasted it. It was so smooth. It was slippery smooth, velvety, silky, whatever you want to use to describe it. Then I put it into the Body Balance, and it was gritty by texture, that much difference. Okay, there I saw the smoothness that they were talking about in the very last statement. Anyway, I grabbed the container because I was headed out the door when I saw the box sitting in the doorway, which took up the whole space, because I ordered 12 canisters, and it was on a mostly a dare that Pat Elkins gave over the phone. Well, Shar, when I asked how many come in a case, and there was dead silence, so expecting it to be a 2-pack, a 4-pack, a 6-pack, just the way they were packaged, and she said, oh, there's no package, just in order. I said, no package? You mean we don't have 2, 4, or 6 at least in a package that we can order that way? And she says, oh, just go ahead, Shar, and order 12. And I hung up the phone, and it kind of irritated me, just enough to take my order from 3 to 12 automatically on the auto ship that would be coming out 2 days after that. So anyway, that was the beginning of my dare. So when I got to the post office, which was my stop, with my canister in the car of the brand new product, I didn't even sample it at home, I was headed to a gal's house that I've been talking to about Nican, and I want her to be the first one to sample it with me, and I could be as surprised as she was. So anyway, I had to stop at the post office. I walked in the door, and I had this big grin on my face, and there stands the postmaster, and I looked at her, and I said, Christmas just arrived. And she said, what? And I said, Christmas just arrived. I said, you know how excited you get for Christmas? And I said, that's where I am right now, because the company we were working with just introduced a product they've completely revised. And I couldn't be more excited. It went beyond my imagination of anything they could ever do. And in this category, I was always primed for what I wanted the company to do with our nutritionals for the next one round, because I was trying to stay one step ahead of them and their research team. And sometimes I did. Sometimes between Ruth and I, we did, I should say. So anyway, I looked at her, and she said, well, what is it? And I said, all I can tell you is, I said, we don't have time to talk, and I'm going to give you, this is the close of what I normally would say. I looked at her, and I said, okay, just guess that I've got something in my hand that is called a way of becoming thinner or a way of creating better health in your body. One, actually both of those things. And she looked at me, and, you know, I didn't want to be obvious. I said, you know how to read labels. Every female I know knows how to some degree read the back of a label, and that's the fat, carbs, and protein. You're going to find 3 things on there, and you're going to find the sodium, then you're going to find a whole bunch of other things on there too, but fats, carbs, and protein are the 3 macronutrient divisions that are listed. And she looked at me, and she nodded her head yes, and I said, okay, cut to the chase. If there's 5 grams of fat and 18 grams of protein, which is over 50% of what my body needs, based on the healthiest people in the world, I said, how many carbs are going to be in that? Just roughly, just a guess. And I had to put that in really quick because, you know, they look at you blinds like, how would I know how many carbs are in a product that you're talking about? And I said, just a guess of what you could expect. And she kind of stuttered a little bit, and then she said, oh, 25. And I said, you're good. You're good, because our other one was 26.
Yep.
And this replaced it. And guess what? It's less than 1. It's less than 1. And on the bottom where it said sugars, I grabbed my chart and read it. It doesn't have anything listed, Vance. It just says total carb, and it's blank behind it. It doesn't even say less than 1. Well, and she looked at me and came across the desk, or came across the counter, the opening, in the counter, and just looked at me and said, what? And that's the response I've had with every single person.
Now, how to convert that, and I want to finish with this thought, and then I want to open up the line, and those of you who have done this before, you know how to do it. You hit star 6 on your phone line, And I know there's several of you out there that have already used it. You've already had experience with sharing it with other people like we have. You've already enjoyed a week or 2 weeks worth of use from it. And you're loving it. Or you're thinking, man, I wasn't expecting it to taste this good, or I wasn't expecting the energy level, or whatever. Hit *6 on your phone line, and I'd like to open it up here for at least 15-20 minutes or so, and just have you share that. But I want to finish with this thought, because not all of us are going to go out and order 8 or 12 canisters of it, and then start walking up to people's houses and then saying, here, why don't you take a tub and as a sample? No. That's getting back into the mentality of not believing that it's actually going to do what we know it should. Roger Drummer told me, from his mouth to my ear, there was just the two of us talking on the phone last week. He said, Vance, I haven't even tasted this yet, but I can tell you, based on the ingredients and based on the numbers and the formulation, and he just went through a whole repertoire of what he shared in Seattle last week, that someone gets on this, they can easily, one meal a day, they could easily drop 10 pounds in the first month, if that's what they're looking to do with it. Easily, based on the ratio and the ingredients that are in it. And he said, furthermore, and then let's talk about the sugar disorders, how, you know, their cravings for sugar will stop. But don't take Vance Rogers and Char Rogers' word for it. Listen to his presentation, and if you didn't get that email or you accidentally deleted it, pop me an email and I'll resend it to you so you can listen to it. It's definitely worth your time as a wellness consultant, because Roger has always stated that every single day we should strive to make our bodies better or learn a little bit more about how to function better in this world. And that's the concept of the philosophy, the Japanese philosophy of Kaizen. It was every day finding some way to improve ourselves to be a better, you know, contributor to society. But I think the biggest thing that we need to remember when it comes to being wellness consultants, if you're on this call right now, you're listening to it live or you're listening to the recording, you're interested in sharing it with other people. And the best way that we've discovered how to do that is with any of Nikan's wellness solutions is, oh yeah, they just introduced another new way that we can get our bodies into a better shape, because the five pillars, healthy body, mind, family, finances, and society, are in that order. We have to start with getting our body first into its proper state. We're not going to get to the state of being 100%. That's pretty much near impossible.
Vance, I think you sounded like I leave them a canister.
No, I know you don't leave them
okay,
a canister.
Okay, they don't get the canister until they've ordered or said they're ordering or they're ordering right then, because I know people, and when they, I know women especially, and when they want to start something, they want to start it now. So either their next meal or tomorrow morning, they don't want to wait 2 days, and I don't want to tell them to overnight it, because that's, you know, a percentage postage increase on it. So that's the only reason, and I tell people, I say, why don't you order 2 extra canisters if it works out that you can, just if, and just have them ready, because the first 2 people you're going to talk to are probably going to say, I'd like to start today,
right,
or tomorrow morning.
And that's using the exact same philosophy that Ron and Connie D'Amico shared with us, that, you know, when Ron had the auto parts business, the garage, when he had it on stock, when he had that part right there, people were more likely to purchase it. And it's a great way to do it. And if you want to make that investment up front in, you know, 3 or 4 canisters or 3 or 4 tubs of it to hand on hand, to have on hand, then put the person in as a preferred customer. And if they order a tub or 2, you know, a month's supply for 1 serving a day, or, you know, 2 canisters or 2 tubs for 2 meals a day, if they do that, you put them in as a preferred customer, which takes no social security number. It's just name, address, phone number, and email. You put them in the system. And the word preferred customer, that title, has kind of an allurement to it, a ring to it. And the people that I've put in, the 3 so far, they've all said, oh, okay, well, what do I get for that? I said, well, there's no cost to it. It's like joining Costco, but for free. There's no membership requirement, and you have direct access to the computer through the company's website, just like I do. Oh, okay. And you're right, Mom, the cost has never even come up. when they break it down, they say, oh, okay, well, and I say, well, it's a lot cheaper than going out and buying a, you know, fast food meal, and you're not going to get the ingredients. So I want to hear from people that are on the line, because I've talked to several people this week that said, hey, Vance, I'll contribute. So who's already hit star six and has jumped on?
Vance?
Good morning.
Good morning, Sean and Vance. It's Rita. I had a question on the volume.
Uh-huh.
Is it two scoops for two meals, therefore four scoops for 30 days? Is that the concept?
It's two scoops per meal, and whether you do them rounded or level, I don't think it's that imperative, but it's two scoops per serving.
Okay, so, but in that large container, are there two shakes per day or just one shake per day?
I'm sorry. There's 30 servings, so there's one shake per day in each container. So it's a month's supply for one meal a day.
Okay, and I've been on it, and I absolutely love it.
No, Rita, I think you need to retract what you just said, because that's not the way you described it in an email to me last week. How did you say you liked it? Tell the group, be honest now.
Oh, gosh.
Do you remember?
I love it.
There you go. That's the Rita hand I remember. And see, that's the way Stacy, my wife, describes something. When she really likes something, it's love repeated three times. I love it. And that's exactly what came through the email. And Rita, why? Now, did you use the Body Balance before, or why is this one so much better?
Yes, I've been on the Body Balance for years. This one has a better texture. The taste is incredible compared to the other one had an aftertaste. The energy level, the cleansing, it's just amazing. It's night and day different.
Okay. Good. Well, fantastic.
And the texture's awesome.
That's exactly what I wanted to hear. Well, good. I'm glad we got the serving amount squared away. Yeah, it is 30 servings per container, two rounded scoops, as I believe, or two level scoops. The quick reference sheet is different than the actual label on the canister. One says rounded scoops, one says level. You know, tomato, tomato, I don't think it really makes any difference. Just two scoops and you're good to go. But thank you for that contribution, Rita. I know there's a couple other people. Star 6 on your phone line will demute you and open up your line. We'd love to hear from you.
And I don't want to forget the call, the support call at the end.
Go ahead and, yeah, put that plug in right now. So people, and this is where if you don't have pen and paper, you're going to need pen and paper to write down this number. And this is a Monday through Friday support accountability call, and let me put in my 2 cents worth before you give that number there, Mom. MetaFast, SlimFast, Weight Watchers, Curves, the list goes on and on and on and on. These programs, the success of them, I saw a copy of the book, and I don't remember the title of the book, but the gentleman who founded the organization of the business, Curves, and these solutions all thrive and all are successful because of one word, and that's accountability. Without accountability, there's no motivation for change. And some people, most of us, there's a small percentage who don't, but most individuals need an accountability to keep us on the right track. And so Monday through Friday, this has been going on since 2002 for 11 years. It's changed up over the years from different formats and in fashions, but every morning at 7 a.m., this same time, Monday through Friday, so that's 10 a.m. on the East Coast, there's a live accountability call in, what, 20, 30 minutes a day?
20 minutes of material that's gone back and forth, and they can even interject during this, but then a Q&A at the end that I've scheduled 5 minutes. If it runs over, we'll work to try and get all the questions covered that people have. But when I started 11 years ago, I wanted to quit the call 5 days a week. Ruth and I were doing it together just shortly after it started, and I tried to take it down, and everybody said, no, this is what has held me here. This is what is responsible for my success. It's not about the product. It's about the accountability. And we continued on and continued on. And then years later, just a few months ago, I tried to do the same thing, and we had this old crew on there that said, you know, this means something to me. Even if I'm only on for 10 or 15 minutes, it means something to me because it sets my mental frame for the whole day.
Mm-hmm.
And so I can't encourage you enough. You can think you're going to be the Lone Ranger and make it happen, but your chances are sure stacked against you.
And the phone number so people can tie into this, and I'm sure you're going to have a boatload of people come Monday tying into the line just to check.
And I don't know how many the line will hold, but, you know, you can always go back and listen to it recorded also on Steve Crowfoot's website, and you can go in with that. I'll give you that one right after it. The phone number to call in live is 605-715-4920. The PIN code is 810-9228 pound, and then you will be given a prompt to state your name and press pound once again. You have to wait until that recording is finished before you do it, because otherwise it doesn't take it. And you will be live on the call when you come in, so please keep the background noise down.
Or mute your phone. And, Mom, give those numbers again just so people can double-check them.
Okay, 605-715-4920. Passcode 810-9228 pound, and then listen to the prompt. And it's on Steve Crowfoot's website, and the quickest way to get to it is lifestylesupport.org. Lifestylesupport.org. And that will take you to the section where the calls are recorded. Any recipes given will be on there also. We're working to have one a day go in. There are quick, easy recipes as well as recipes for the KVB. And you can utilize them. 10 to 15 minutes is what we're striving for. It might take you a little longer the first time, but anyway, a short recipe that is healthy.
And
maybe than what you're using.
I want to encourage you on this because Roger Drummer alluded to this as well last Saturday at his presentation in Seattle. And I was not there. I've learned everything that I learned from Roger regarding this topic from listening to the recording. And one of the comments he made was that, you know, we as wellness consultants, we need to look well. And one of the fastest ways, if you make contact or you're reunited with someone that you haven't seen in a few years, when we look well and we're at our ideal weight or getting closer to it, it's really a great door opener as far as conversation, because they say, man, you look great. Do you ever age? I mean, how many times have I heard that over the last couple of years? Or lately, because our culture is getting so sick, and this is happening. If it was just once, I'd understand, you know, that was a fluke, but it's happening more and more, is that people are telling me I don't look healthy. Because our culture is so sick, and the norm is to look unhealthy, I don't look healthy because I don't look like the norm. And I'm not sure what that's supposed to mean. But anyway, we got a couple more people. I'd love to have you guys share before we go any longer. I don't want to go too much longer here.
Hey, it's Jim in Vancouver.
Good morning, Jim. And I appreciate you jumping on here. You've enjoyed the Vital Balance now for, what, a week? Week and a half?
Week and a half.
Okay. And
it tastes great. It's obviously not as strong a vegetable flavor as the Body Balance was, and it mixes up, it blends very nicely. I use it with fruit. When I was talking with you before, I had said I have a I got a couple of fresh mangoes, and I like them, and I put mango in my fruity when I make them, or berries, or pear, or something else. And I usually make it with a milk blend, like almond milk or coconut milk or something like that. So I use a fruit and a milk a blend of some kind, and simply make a nice big smoothie out of it, and it tastes really good. Not a strong flavor at all, very subtle vegetable flavor, but just tastes really good, and I like it.
And Jim, you one of the things that when we talked, you had shared that because of your desire to get to an ideal weight or
absolutely
pounds. I don't like the phrase lose weight, and those people know me well enough because of my own journey of dropping and eliminating, donating, whatever you want to refer to it, of 40 pounds for myself. That's been a desire I know for you. Do you sense already just in the few days that this is going to get you in the right direction?
Absolutely, I do. First of all, this product keeps me feeling full longer. With the Body Balance, I'd run out, you know, by mid-morning and feel like I was really getting hungry, and this keeps me feeling full way through the morning, and it gives me good energy. I haven't paid a lot of attention to that, just thinking about it, though. I recognize that I have good energy in the morning when I have this for breakfast.
Okay. And I appreciate you taking the lead, because most guys, most dudes, are not as eager as females are to step up to the plate and share what you just shared.
One of my goals for the year was to decrease my food consumption. I mean, recognizing that's a major challenge for many of us who carry more pounds than we ought to, is simply too much nutritional intake. And so, in terms of keeping smaller food portions, this does that precisely. It puts the right balance in, and it's a portion that I can simply sip over a few minutes and be done, and then I'm full for the morning. It really works good. I think it'll be very beneficial.
Okay. And Jim, one last question I have for you, not to put you on the spot, but do you see the opportunity to use it as a marketing tool?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Yeah, I've got some friends who are in who are similarly have a similar physique as I do, and they are on my contact list. So.
Okay, and as I've alluded to before, I know that you know, because we can be forward and forthright with our delivery, but it's not as if we're going to pick up the phone and say to, you know, our friend, "Hey Tom, you made my list of one of my closest fat friends." No, we're not going to do it that way. Although that's what I mean. Again, 70% of our nation is carrying, you know, extra weight.
Well, sometimes the shock value has. Sometimes the shock technique has value, of course. But that's probably
No. And if they're a good friend, then they'll be honest and they'll laugh with us and say, "Oh, well, I'm glad I made that list," you know. But or I'm glad I made a list. So, well, thank you, Jim, for sharing. I appreciate it.
Certainly.
Anyone else before we tie a bow on this morning's conversation?
Yes, Candy.
Good morning, Candy.
A couple things. One, to tag on to Jim's sharing, I think from what I've heard, interaction with Roger Drummer, he would press for taking the fruit out for at least a week.
Mm-hmm.
Have just the pure protein. I asked Roger Drummer, you know, what about my morning cocktail of Bergisterol and Siaga and Greenzyme? And he said, even for that, get the pure protein in first. 20 minutes later, have your cocktail. But that to have the pure protein for a solid week or longer if you have more of a physique challenge or are having glucose intolerance challenges, as much as 2 weeks.
And
start with that protein.
And Andy, And I appreciate that reminder, because he makes that very, very clear in his presentation, and I'm looking back over at my notes, the fact that the first 7 days, it is imperative. If you want to reverse things like blood sugar disorders, things like blood pressure, I mean, he went through a list, and he said all of these things, you know, any symptom, chronic or typical, can be corrected by use of a whole food protein in as little as 7 days. That's what I wrote down in my notes. You know, he may have said it in a little bit longer phrase, but bottom line. And I like the fact that what you're encouraging us to do is, okay, our other regimen is using the progesterol, using the Siaga, using the Jades. Start with the other. Again, just try it first. Do it for 7 days and watch what happens. Because Ellen and I were talking, you know, one of your other Virginian friends there, our neighbors, we were talking earlier this week about it, that the body will literally set itself up for the day based on what you put in it first thing. And if the very first thing in the morning is to grab that greasy donut and a hot cup of coffee because that's your routine, well, you may want to change that, because that's, number one, it's not healthy, and number two, you're setting yourself up for failure for the whole rest of the day.
And Vance, if I could interject here, I'd like Candy's opinion on this from her background and her take on it. But I think sometimes by adding the fruit, they're wanting a little more substance in there also. And there's two things you can do. One is I still put a handful of greens in. I like the texture of it. I like the taste of it when it's just got a little bit more weight to it. And then on top of that, a teaspoon, now this would be the strong greens, stronger, at least spinach, and that's, you know, not one of the heaviest ones, collards, kale, any of those, that and a teaspoon full of chia seeds, and that's not going to defy or bring out extra sweetness in it, but it doesn't deter from the sweetness that's already there either.
Now, Dave Baldur, if I remember correctly, his take on it was, yes, he likes it to have a little bit more body, so he simply puts less liquid so that he can maintain the pure protein for the first exposure,
right,
for the first shot to his brain. So he said he usually uses like 6 ounces of liquid instead, because then it does have a little bit more body. So those are all things to consider, but I lean to Dr. Drummer's expertise that if I'm serious about resetting my brain-body metabolism, I'll go for the pure protein for at least a week, or for myself, because my A1C came back elevated. I'm going to do it for 2 weeks before I start mixing.
It definitely makes it easier also to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I think the thing that I keep running around as you, both of you are talking about this, is the fact that the Atkins diet, or the, I just forgot the name, the Zone diet. A lot of these formulations, they focus in on protein, but, yes. Okay, no, I thought somebody was interrupting me. The focus in is on the protein. The problem is that when you take a protein source from meat, the downside of that, it's really, really hard on your body to process that. And we all know this. The cardiovascular issues that are a result of, you know, consuming a large amount of meat protein is really, really, it's just hard on the body. That is not going to be the case, excuse me, with the Vital Balance, because it's a vegetable-based protein. Pea protein is easy for the body to assimilate, but at the same time, it sticks with you, you'll feel full, and take the challenge. Just check it out. Try it. And then encourage your contacts, the people that you come in contact with, to try it as well. And I guarantee you, they're going to like the results. They're going to come back and say, but again, the challenge would be exactly what Candy is saying. Follow the experts. Dave Balzer, Roger Drummer, these guys are way more educated and know how the body works than we do. So follow their advice and go with a pure base right from the get-go. I mean, it's only 7 days. It's only 7 days. And watch what happens to your body. And what they mean by that is don't, you know, modify it. Don't go grab the whole fruit bowl, you know, of strawberries, blueberries, blackberries, mangoes, bananas, and throw it all in the blender to see what kind of, you're going to tweak it so much that, number one, the caloric intake is going to be off the charts, but you're going to mess up the balance of it. So go with it pure for the first 7 days and see what happens. And plus, it's just a whole lot easier, too. It's a whole lot easier. But if you want to throw in some chia seeds or some kale or some spinach or some collard greens to give it a little bit different texture, do it. But don't... Yeah, 7 days just pure, it's not going to kill you. I mean,
that's exactly what I did too, Vance, and I wanted to see the difference, and the length of time it lasted me was incredible.
Yeah. So, anyways, well, hey, I want to wrap it up because I don't like going much
longer. Another question, if I may, please.
Yes, Candy, go ahead.
If someone purchases the Vital Balance from me, and I don't have any way to show that it's... How do I show that it was purchased by a customer?
Register them as a customer. Say, hey, you just purchased it from me. Would you mind if I put you in as a preferred customer?
Okay.
Put them in as a preferred customer, and if they purchased it from you with a check...
Yeah.
Then order another tub of it, another canister underneath their new ID number... And with the preferred customer program, what is so nice about it is you set them up with a password, so you know it. Ask them if they have a preferred password that they like. And if not, you just pick one that works for, last four digits of their phone number and their first name, or you come up with something that you can remember that works for you, and then they'll get a nice email from Niken that explains what it is, and it has the website linked for them to shop. But get it underneath of their ID number, and then that's what counts for the purchasing three or sharing three to get one for free. And it can be all three underneath one customer, or it can be three customers that each order one. It doesn't matter.
Or the customer can order more than one
tub,
and it would count as more than one tub?
Yes. It's every three containers of Vital Balance that are purchased underneath of a customer, every three, you get one free.
And it doesn't have to be three separate customers necessarily.
It does not have to be three separate customers.
And that can be an old customer also.
Doesn't matter. We've got
right.
to the end of March.
And as far as for the President's Day program, as long as they're entered on the customer list with the order by the end of Monday, that would count in the President's?
Absolutely.
Correct.
That wouldn't have to be faxed in?
No. No.
For the President's thing, it has to be faxed in? I'm getting a request.
Okay. Maybe I'm wrong in that. Maybe I need to look up the details on that.
Check the details on that.
Okay, let me double check. And don't take what says as gospel truth. Go into the information center. Click on news and then double check.
Special for the President for the President's Day has to be faxed in.
Okay, then that takes care of the double dipping. I knew there had to be some way that they would prevent Vance from being able to double dip. No, but for the Air Wellness Traveler and or. They're saying and or because you can obviously get, there's multiples here. You can get less than one. For every 500 points that we enter into our personal volume starting last night at midnight till Monday at midnight, every 500 points we're eligible to get either an Air Wellness Traveler or the men's bracelet at a discount, but that order needs to be faxed in.
Okay, so the orders that are made for product are done the usual way. But the order for the bonus
is by fax.
By fax, correct.
Okay.
Yeah, you scared me there for a sec, Candy. I thought, oh, good gravy. No, there's no way, because I don't use a fax machine. There's no way I'm going to fax in these orders for Vital Balance. And No. It's anything that's tagged to our ID numbers, and customers, preferred customers, are tagged to our ID numbers. So have some fun with it, folks. One last thing I want to throw out here, Gisela Stevens will be our guest next Saturday morning on Saturday AM Live. Gisela is the widow of Stephen B. Stevens, the legend in the network marketing industry, and you're going to want to hear what she has been doing in the last couple months to take the Nikan business front and center and step up to the plate, whereas for years she was always the behind-the-scenes supporter. And fantastic story. I know you're going to be encouraged and motivated by hearing her share, so can't encourage you enough to join us next Saturday. If I can be of any help to you at all, please don't hesitate to contact me. Phone number is area code 503-695-5683. Or you can email me, and I would be happy to respond that way. And again, as a reminder, if you're not on my email list to get the stuff that I send out every single week, please don't hesitate to email me at V as in Vance, S as in Stacy, ROGERS 995 at AOL.com, VSRogers 995 at AOL.com. And if you're not on my business list to receive that email every single week, I'd be happy to add you to that. So have a great weekend. Thank you to Rita and to Candy and Jim and especially my mom, Shar Rogers, for sharing this morning. I hope this was beneficial to you. Have a fantastic President's Day weekend, everyone. And one last quick commercial. If you've got people either in the Seattle area or the state of Virginia, two areas that are hosting an upcoming Humans Being More. All the information is online, but their numbers are right at. Those two events are confirmed, but they'd love to have some more. So, if you again, state of Virginia, it's Charlottesville is actually the host city, right, Candy, if you're still on the line? I believe it's Charlottesville. And then Seattle, Washington. Those two are coming up, the next two that are coming up soon. All the information, again, is on Nikan's website in the Information Center. If you go into the events calendar or Nikan University, either one of those, and you'll see them listed there. So, again, everyone, have a great President's Day weekend. Look forward to serving you in any way that I can. Please just give me a call, give me an email, and we'll go for there. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Vance, I just need the accountability call.
That phone number again?
Yes, please. 605-715-4920. PIN is 810-9228#. Thank you, Shar. I appreciate that.
Not a problem.
Oh, shoot.
Okay, guys, I'm hanging up now, so again, have a great weekend. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
To learn more about Nikan, we encourage you to contact the person who suggested you listen to this information.